online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
There's been an increase in the number of young people getting help because of exam stress. Childline have told KMFM they delivered more than 1,100 counselling sessions last year, up a fifth over the last 2 years. The stats have been released ahead of A-level results being released tomorrow. Pupils said they were nervous about their parents' reaction and felt disappointed in themselves. Tony Stower is from the NSPCC.
Childline can help anyone who's concerned about their exam results. The important thing to know is that you're not alone. What our counsellors can do is help you work through some of these anxieties and worries, give you a bit of a place to talk about some of these problems, maybe put your concerns into perspective and think about the options for you.
KMFM News.
Figures show unemployment in Kent has gone down. Just under 19,000 people in the county were claiming jobless benefits last month. That's 50 fewer than in June. Nationally, unemployment fell by 57,000 to 1.48 million in the 3 months to June. Crowds of people have turned out to see the Royal Navy's new flag aircraft carrier arrive in her home port for the first time. HMS Queen Elizabeth has docked in Portsmouth this morning. It's cost over £6 billion to build. Admiral Sir Philip Jones insists that is justified.
You can't do this kind of thing cheaply. We've needed to do it properly. We've needed to do it in a way that is safe, effective, operational, cutting edge, able to fight alongside our allies. And we think we've got it at the right price for that.
Critics say it's a waste of money, though. British warplanes can't currently land on it. Figures given to KMFM show there's been an increase in the number of people in Kent being charged with being in charge of a dangerous dog. It happened 745 times last year. That's up from less than 600 in 2015. The RSPCA says aggression in dogs is a deep-rooted issue. Dr. Sam Gaines is from the charity.
What owners should be doing is they should first of all be caring for their dogs properly and ensuring that they have their welfare needs provided for so that they are happy and healthy. So that means interacting with them in the right way, giving them the right training and experiences to give them the best chance of being happy, friendly dogs.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Several Maidstone United supporters are facing season-long bans following an investigation into flares being thrown. One fan has already been cautioned by police and stopped from going to games. 12 others will get the same punishment, although the club say they won't be pressing charges. It follows incidents at games against Maidenhead and Ebbsfleet. Women who've managed to escape slavery in Kent are being given the chance to learn to dance in a bid to regain their confidence. An Edenbridge company already works with victims of domestic violence and say the free classes will help women after being trafficked here to work. Charlotte Disorga is the artistic director at Company of Dreams.
What this will give them will be, for the first time, some fun. Just a little bit of laughter and the joy of dancing and moving to music. And I think to give that happiness is one of the greatest things that we hope that we're going to be able to give.
And Manchester Arena is going to reopen next month for the first time since a bombing at an Ariana Grande gig in May. A charity concert at the venue will include performances from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Blossoms and Rick Astley. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, in football, in Liverpool have a lead as they try to make the Champions League group stage after a 2-1 playoff win at Hoffenheim last night. Teenage right-back Trent Alexander-Arnold scored his first ever goal with a free kick. Locally, in Ebbsfleet United came back from being 2-0 down at half-time to draw 3-all at Dagenham and Redbridge last night. The goals came from Jack Powell, Luke Colson and former Gills player Danny Kedwell. Here's boss Daryl McMahon.
Glad we got the point in the end. We were excellent. Second half especially, I thought we did our right first half, to be fair. What we've definitely done is entertain people, I think, and we shall be going to compete this level a team who will be fancy to win the title, probably.
Meantime, a goal in the 95th minute helped Maidstone United draw 1-1 against Aldershot. Manager Jay Saunders says he's proud his side managed to turn things around despite being so late on.
We had some good chances, but the final third we didn't keep possession well enough. And he's showed a little bit of composure, good ball in the box, and we've got the goal.
And Dartford picked up their first win of the season. They beat Concord 2-0 at home to gain 3 points. Boss Tony Berman says he's delighted.
You know, we just said to just be patient and, you know, the first win will come because we're, you know, creating chances and playing well. Concord, you know, we just give 100% and, you know, that's what they did. But I'm pleased that we've managed to get our first win.
And in athletics, Joe Pavey says she intends to defend her European 10,000 metre Prince's title in Berlin next year when she'll be 44. She became the oldest woman to win a European Championships gold medal with victory in 2014.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.